Okay, so welcome to the program tonight. Tonight, actually, our topic is on the Thai medicine plan with a focus on Penang. We are trying to look at what Penang may get out of the Thai medicine plan. I think a lot of media have mentioned that Penang have 3 jeeps from the Thai medicine plan. The monorail, the second link, and also the Penang Outer Ring Road. So whether these are really jeep or not, I think that's up to everyone to look at them. So before we start, actually, I have to ask your opinion whether we want to proceed, because the Prime Minister say don't complain about Thai Malaysian plan. Have you heard about that one? So if any one of you feel that we shouldn't proceed, then we just stop here. So okay, so if none of you say we should stop, then we go ahead. Well, so the idea is the citizens are entitled to give your point of view on the Thai Malaysian plan. So before we go into Penang, maybe what I want to do is to go around everybody to ask you, out of 10, how many mark will you give to Thai Malaysia plan as a whole? You know, whatever sources of information you get from the media, TV, from your friend, from coffee shop, you know, out of 10 mark, how many mark you give? And then give 2 reasons why you think so. You know, if you think it's very good, give 2 reasons. You think it's very bad, also give 2 reasons. And then after that, then we go into Penang. So that means we at least have an overview of what people think about Thai Malaysian plan. Okay? So, shall we start from this side? Oh, that's fine. It's okay, you just give out of 10, you know, how many marks you give to Thai Malaysian plan as a kind of a document, you know, very thick, outlining what we should do in the next 5 years.
Four.
Why?
We have to make the roads are too narrow. So where do we, yeah, the money drop, right? The second reason, I think for the motor, the motor wheel, the next two, the roads are too narrow. So I don't think it's to be. Okay, so well said, I think loud and clear.
So can we hear, maybe you tell me your name and then...
Okay.
Oh, 10, how many marks you give?
3.5.
Okay. Give us 1-2 reasons.
The first reason is the things that I think is not set up clear enough. Let's say like education fund, maybe how many percent, but didn't set up how many percent what source of school. Then the second reason is the report, the people that provide the whole report, but not didn't announce the people.
Okay, so there is a very good clear reason. So can we have the third one?
I give you 2 marks.
2 marks only.
First is because it's racist based.
Okay.
And then the second one is the corruption. If the corruption is not settled, then any
friend
will not
give any corruption. Okay, so what you mean is we all belong to the MIC, Malay, Indian, Chinese. Okay, that is a problem there. So, shall we hear the
I'm Chi Hong from USM. Yeah. And I give it 3 marks.
Okay.
The 2 reasons is, one is the Chinese discrimination, and one is other is still a different shift on the races.
Okay. Alright, so our friend just arrived.
I'm Han Sing from USM School. I think I give it 3 marks. First reason is regardless of Penang, the second bridge and the monorail. It doesn't I doesn't say that is a main, that's a the most important thing that I have to settle in Phoenix. Yeah, it's important from the side of the traffic jams. But I think the Phoenix problems now is economic developments. What are we going to face? Yeah, because we have lost our horizons already. The second reason is same with my friends and others is it's something like MEP. Yeah.
Okay, so like an extension of the MEP. No, okay, shall we hear the next
question? Okay.
I also think that
they didn't figure out how to use the education, they didn't figure out how to improve
the
Chinese or the also because the nation makes some
okay, next one.
I think I also think I think it's just focus on the next and past. No Malaysia. We should focus for Malaysia. The other reason is our system, education system.
You want to say a little bit more about the education system, what's wrong with you? Okay, well, you can think about it and then tell us later.
Okay, my name is Jun Xiao, I'm from USF. So, and I think you give Roma. And the reason is first is maybe it's two reasons I'm still with my friend. And the first is the education, because I think that in the RM9 has how to say that education the government didn't give more money in the education area, and the second is I think it's a race program.
Race-based lah, still race continue based. To be race-based.
Yeah.
Okay, our friend.
Hello. I give 5 marks.
Wow, pass lah. 5 marks pass away.
Because for me actually it's nothing surprise on you lah. Even they mentioned that you want to focus on to reduce the gap between the poor and the rich. But this kind of thing already carry on since the MEP many years ago. And the second one is I think the about the how to manage the economies, the national economies. Very big asset depends on the political structure system in one country. So if our government didn't have any political commitment to change the political system, so it's very hard to change the economic distribution.
Okay, so I think you all have very clear reason to give very low mark to the NEP. So, but doesn't matter, today we are not going to look at NEP, not look at the 9 Malaysian plan in the totality, because the issue is so big, even the book itself is so thick. So we are all staying in Penang, so we should be more concerned about Penang. So in the newspaper, I think the main report is Penang get 3 GIF from the 9 Malaysian plan. And the 3 GIF, everybody knows already, now second link to the mainland, monorail, and then Penang Outer Ring Road. So at the same time, actually the government, when they announced the very drastic oil hike, they were saying that the saving from the oil hike will be used for improving public transport. So is there any conflict between this objective on improving public transport and the 3 GIF that we get? So this is probably something that we can explore more in detail. So I think in order to do it so that it kind of have a bit of structure, I just want to know how many of you take public transport? 1, 2, 3, 4. So about half big public transport. May I have a round opinion on out of 10, how many mark you give to our public transport? And maybe also give two reasons for it.
Before the new system or I will give 5 marks.
Okay.
Because the minibus will still sometimes they are still flying the goods and compete against the city buses. So the waiting time is not that bad. And you still can take the mark for the mask. You are not late for work. But now with the new system, it's even worse. We depend on the bigger buses. So, the waiting time is very bad. So, I think our plans also is very mixed.
So after that, how many marks do you give?
For now, I'll reduce to 3 marks.
3 marks, alright. So I think the government should take note of what you say. So, who else do you?
If compared to my hometown,
Penang
buses system is only 3 marks.
3 marks?
That one is before.
Alright.
And after, I think I can't give any comments
because I haven't checked any bus. Alright. Okay.
The bus is, I mean,
need to improve. Okay. So, did you take any
public
transport lately?
I did 2 months.
Now or before?
Before that, I supposed to give
5 marks. 5 marks. Alright. So, you have any complaint that you want to change your mark?
But recently I didn't take the public buses.
Alright.
As I know that it's not going on the time buses.
Yeah. Not on time, right, basically. Who is going?
I think I just give him 2 months. Before
it's 2 months. So now?
Now I never take it.
Okay, so you just take his advice lah, so don't take the bus but take a motor or something else. Okay, fair enough. So basically I think we can see that actually for those people who take public transport, the new system actually has become worse than before. And actually there are some reason for it. Maybe even Mr. Low afterward can give some reason for it. As I can understand from what the government says, before the new system come into play on the 1st of April, actually only I think something a bit more than 30 buses passed the test. So there are a lot of buses which are not on the road. Is that correct? Yeah, so because of that, that's why the big buses seems to be not able to give the service. So we don't know whether if when all the big buses pass the test, and also whether they will pass the test is not sure. But what I mean is, if let's say they pass the test or they ran new buses, maybe it will improve, but will it go as good as before? We are not sure. Right, so we need to monitor it later. The other reason is basically is some of the drivers are not very cooperative. I think in some area they are not very cooperative, so they are not following the rules. So these are the possible reasons. So for this kind of reason, maybe we can say okay, we wait for a while, the system may be able to improve a little bit. But there are also certain areas where some people have complained and say that actually the bus system in some of the in some of the ways they do will never quite see the improvement. So maybe I just ask your opinion, what are the some of these issues? The first issue basically is do you have confidence that this operator, the bus operator who have been serving Penang for the last 10 years, they cannot give a good service to us. So how much confidence you have that the same bus operator can give better service now? Anybody, I am not asking anybody to answer this question, I just hope that you can volunteer to give some answers. Do you think the same bus operator can give a better service now?
Some
time to really change the way they do business.
If
they
give them a chance and they still cannot improve their management, then
we will
find a new company.
Okay. So how long will you give?
Okay.
Actually, the minister say he will give them 3 months before you will consider any kind of so-called action. But what action, we don't know. But you give 3 months for them to shape up. How long will you give?
I'll be very kind, give them half a year.
6 months. So, okay, how many months you give them? You just go around quickly, how many months you give them?
Only 1 month.
1 month, you?
I don't think they will change.
They will change, okay. Huh? 2 months, okay?
I think 2 months okay.
3 months. 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months?
1 month.
1 month. Mr. Law?
No more chances.
No more chances. Okay, so more or less, generally, I think there's still some, people still can give them some time. So, okay, let's see. In 3 months' time, they will improve themselves. Okay, so this is a matter of perception. So now we look at what actually happened and see whether we will see much improvement. Do you think, for instance, I'm talking about public transport. Actually, public transport is not just about buses. It's also about cyclists, you know, also about pedestrians. Whether pedestrians can walk safely on the side of the road, cross the road, and so on. So, the government had not said anything. They said they'll do one thing at a time. They think they'll do the bus, and then they'll do other things. Not even sure what the things are, because there's no master plan that encompasses all the issues. So it's a matter of your own perception again. Whether they will do bus properly, that's one issue. You can put it aside. Now we are saying, do you think the government, after the bus issue is addressed or not addressed, whatever it is, they will look into pedestrian issue and cyclist issue? Basically, if you talk about cyclists and pedestrians, you're talking about whether they have a cyclist lane, because if the bicycle cycle on the very busy road is very dangerous. So in other countries, what they do is they have cyclist lane. So this is some of the measures they can do. The other thing is about the